Well, Stimson, before you go, I would like to say just a word about the Philippine business. The truth is I didn't want the Philippines, and when they came to us as a gift from the gods, I didn't know what to do with them. I sought counsel from all sides, Democrats as well as Republicans, but got no help. I thought first we would only take Manila, then Luzon, then the other islands, perhaps also. I walked the floor of the White House night after night until midnight, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that I went down on my knees and prayed to Almighty God for light and guidance more than one night. And one night, late, it came to me this way. I don't know how it was, but it came. That we cannot give them back to Spain. That would be cowardly and dishonorable. We couldn't turn them over to France or Germany, our commercial rivals in the Orient. That would be bad business and discreditable. And we certainly could not leave them to themselves. They were unfit for self-government, and they would soon have anarchy and misrule over there, worse than Spain ever was. That there was nothing left for us to do but take them all and to educate those Filipinos and uplift and civilize and Christianize them, and by God's grace do the very best we could by them, as our fellow men for whom Christ also died. And then, gentlemen, I went to bed and went to sleep and slept soundly.